We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I was starting to sit and think about it for a little while. And this 2019-2020 NFL season that's going to come up, I got to say, from an AFC North fan's perspective, it might be one of the most interesting seasons in a long time. If you were actually, and I was saying this to John Clayton and he agreed, the NFL's hold on things is insane. And part of that is organic. When people like your league so much, they're naturally going to be more enthralled by the inner workings. What the Cleveland Browns are doing, or have done to this point, is pretty incredible. The Cleveland Browns have transformed themselves with a couple of moves to being a team that everyone suddenly fears. Then look at the Steelers. What are they bringing to the table? Post A.B. and Bell, it's sort of now Roethlisberger, Juju, Connor, I guess, like churning it over. It's Mike Tomlin having his most interesting season in a long time, at least on, you know, in terms of preliminary looks at it. And then it's the Ravens trying to win basically with what? College-style offense? Or does Lamar Jackson become a more polished passer? They got Earl Thomas. Well, the Bengals suck. There's not really anything to go with there. It is going to be maybe the most interesting AFC North preseason kind of hype train run that we've seen in a while, because it feels like three out of the four teams have a legitimate chance to win the division. And the fact that one of them is Cleveland and that they probably on paper have the best chance, like everyone telling me that the Steelers are suddenly a very good value bet to win the AFC North. I've had more people send Colin Cowherd ranting about the Steelers being his pick than I ever thought there were Colin Cowherd fans in Pittsburgh. That all makes it even better. You see Kareem Hunt getting 8 games in what was a bargained suspension. The player, the agent, lawyers on both sides involved, deciding on 8 games. That's why he's not appealing, because his people were part of the process. He was part of the process. They all were. It was like, basically, this is what we want to do. Yay, nay. I think that the fact that his situation is ironed out nice and early on for the Cleveland Browns, they know what the plan is now. Whew. They get ready, and if that team is 5-3 or better, 8 games in, do you not look at them as suddenly a prohibitive favorite if they can work him back in? They don't even have to be great. 5-3, I think they'd be in a real good spot to go 6-2 down the stretch. Do you like this, Craig? Are you like a... This is like sort of just a flippant question here. I know you've been thinking about fish and chicken all day. Forget about whether or not you think Cleveland will win it. Does the fact that for a long time it's Steelers-Ravens most every year in this division, then there has been a run, as much as we've made fun of them, that the Bengals are an objectively good team, at least for the regular season's purposes. They shoot themselves in the foot, but they're good. They're good enough to go 11-5, whatever. They have the talent. So it's occasionally been them stepping in. Does the fact that it's the Browns make it more interesting to you? Does it have extra juice because of who it is now?
Yeah, it's because of the unknown. My voice is terrible, I know. It's the unknown with the Browns, because I really like the Browns. I love their roster. I love what they've done. But if push comes to shove and they're the playoff team people want us to believe, will I ever pick Freddie Kitchens over Bill Belichick? The answer is no.
Would you pick him over Mike Tomlin?
Him versus Mike Tomlin, his roster versus the Steelers?
Yeah.
Whole package? Yes.
Would you start rooting for them? Say they won the division, the Steelers have a down year or get bounced, right? Would you root for them against the Patriots?
Yes, I would.
I feel like people here would.
That's a great question. Where people fall?
Yeah, I feel like if it got to that point, the Browns beat the Steelers, win the division, maybe even bounce the Steelers out of the playoffs or something if it ends up coming to that, I wonder if people, if they ended up running into New England, would root. I feel like people here would have to root for Cleveland. How could you not? I rooted for Baltimore when they played the Patriots. How could you not? Strikes me as one of the, by far, most interesting sort of off seasons that's going to be set up. The draft is going to be fascinating, even though the Browns don't have their first-round pick because of the Odell trade. I mean, I think it's a pretty safe, I think it's a pretty safe statement that Odell Beckham has a good chance to be more impactful this year than any first-round pick will be for their respective teams. By the way, Tree of Life Synagogue Rabbi Jeffrey Myers joins Larry's Hometown Heroes as this year's keynote speaker. Join us on March 26th at the Event Center Rivers Casinos. We celebrate the heroes in Pittsburgh and show that love is stronger than hate. Tickets are available at 937thefan.com/heroes. Very appropriate kind of thing to think about today, right now. Craig, is this something to give away here, too, we have in this hour? That's what I thought, but you wrote it very vaguely, so I wanted to make sure.
I just copied and pasted.
You caught, an old passing of the buck. I love that I'm making you come on for a quick, like, bounce-off opinion when your voice sounds like absolute dog crap, but you know what? You know why I did it? Because you were so hot to trot about ranting like a lunatic about fish. Even though you are a you abstain from meat on Fridays.
Correct.
Your rant made me want to spite you by putting you back on the air.
It's working, because now my voice is totally shot.
Well, guess what? If you want to hear that hoarse guy possibly say you've won something, as a matter of fact, it's a $50 store credit. It's better than something, man. Think about memorabilia for the old man cave, perhaps. Something to put up on the wall, something that you've really had your eye on. How about a $50 store credit to Total Sports Enterprises at the mall at Robinson? Be sure to head over to tscshop.com for all your Steel City must-haves. Let's go caller 5 right now to 412-928-9370 for that. Caller 5, $50 store credit to Total Sports Enterprises at the mall at Robinson. Caller 5, 412-928-9370. Rick is on the south side, and he wanted to talk real quick about this division outlook. Yes, Rick.
Hey, Chris. Hey, I think the Browns could be real good. Do you think there's any chance that when Hunt comes back, they just try to flip him or flip him before the deadline? Because they got Chubb, who I think is a better running back than Kareem Hunt.
I can't meet you on that one at all. I mean, Hunt.
Okay.
Hunt for the beginning of his career, and you got to remember too, it wasn't like he put up the video game numbers with Mahomes as the quarterback both times. I mean, he put up crazy numbers with Alex Smith there. So I look at him with that quarterback and say, this guy is just really good. He's a find. And in that offense, I think he could be unbelievable. He's a better dual threat. Chubb is a very good running back, but I think Kareem Hunt is much closer. Here's the comparison really quick, Rick. To me, Nick Chubb is, I think, a slightly better version of James Conner, and he averaged better yards per carry this year. And Kareem Hunt is a slightly inferior Le'Veon Bell. And so I think that's the comparison you make. Like, people here were happy with the work that James Conner did in Le'Veon Bell's stead, but I think all but the most diehard haters, if really pressed, would say he isn't Le'Veon Bell. I think Browns fans might like Nick Chubb a lot, and they might actually not feel all that inclined to root for Kareem Hunt, given what he is getting suspended for, which is an awful act. But I think most of them would agree Nick Chubb on his best day doesn't give you the dynamic sort of presence that Kareem Hunt does. Now, the Browns, I would think the Browns would be licking their chops. If anything, I've heard Duke Johnson trade rumors. And I feel like because of what John Clayton said, I might have missed something too. Like, unless you go to refresh Pro Football Talk every single minute, you might miss a random trade that then completely gets swallowed up by the rest of the news cycle in the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.